and in the end, he did not turn back. Your will, O Father, not mine, became his prayer.
The night was still, the day was dark. He knelt and prayed with a heavy heart. The friends he loved, he'd always known, would let him face his time of trial alone. Jesus gave his all, and still they turned away. So no one heard him weeping in that God-forsaken place.
Who was this man who caused such controversy, who ignited faith in some and fury in others, whose compassion lifted the humble and whose righteousness enraged the proud? He existed before the earth's formation, yet he chose to come to earth. He predated time itself, yet he entered a specific time in history as part of the human family. Who was Jesus? He was not a tragic victim at the whim of human cruelty. He was the sinless one, becoming sin for us, taking upon himself the awful punishment we alone deserve.
For this frail creation, caught in a maze of discouragement, Jesus came. For those who would jeer him and abuse him, for those who would take his dignity and his life, he came. For those who would betray him and those who would despise him, for the sinful, sorrowful, broken-hearted people who walked the streets and the countryside of his own place and time in history, he came.
But here is the mystery and the miracle. He also came for us, for this very moment in time, for our blatant sins and hidden addictions, our questions and problems and fears.